Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and if you're feeling that pressure cooker vibe today, the kind that makes you want to just yell, is it Friday yet? Into the void, well, you're not alone. We've all been there. But guess what? This episode is about flipping that script, turning up the volume on your strengths, and reclaiming your power. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that hits close to home for so many incredible women out there. Embracing your unique strengths. You know, those things that make you you. The qualities that set you apart, spark your fire, and allow you to shine brighter than ever before. Ever felt like the world tries to dim your light? Like certain expectations or pressures are trying to box you in, telling you what you should be or how you should act? Yeah, we've all been there. But I'm here to tell you it's time to break free from those limitations and celebrate the incredible woman you are. Here's the truth. Your strengths aren't just cool assets, they are your superpowers. They are the compass that guides you, the fuel that propels you forward, and the magic that transforms obstacles into opportunities. Think about it. What comes naturally to you? Maybe it's your unwavering empathy, your knack for problem solving, or your fierce determination to achieve your goals. Whatever it is, write it down, own it, and let it empower you. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock your inner powerhouse. First up, identify your strengths. This might sound simple, but it's often the hardest step. Take some time for honest self-reflection. What do people compliment you on? What tasks energize you, even when they're challenging? Think about the situations where you felt truly in your element. What were you doing? These are clues to your unique talents. Next, don't compare yourself to others. This is a big one, folks. Social media can be a vortex of comparison, making us feel inadequate, like we're not measuring up. Remember, everyone has their own journey, their own strengths, and their own timeline. Focus on your path, celebrate your progress, and let go of the need to keep up with anyone else. You're enough, just as you are. Third, practice vulnerability. This doesn't mean spilling all your secrets online or becoming a human open book. It's about allowing yourself to be seen authentically. Sharing your experiences, both good and bad, builds trust and connection. It reminds us that we're not alone in our struggles and that vulnerability can actually be a source of strength. Fourth, cultivate a growth mindset. This means embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. See setbacks not as failures, but as stepping stones on your journey. Remember, even the most successful people have faced countless obstacles along the way. What matters is how we respond to them with resilience, adaptability, and a thirst for knowledge. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Your tribe matters. Find those individuals who uplift you, encourage you, and celebrate your successes. Seek out mentors, friends, or communities that align with your values and aspirations. Remember, we're stronger together. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember this one friend of mine, Sarah, who was always downplaying her amazing talents as a writer. She'd say things like, oh, anyone could do it, or I just got lucky. But she was a gifted storyteller with a way with words that truly inspired people. She had a knack for capturing emotions and weaving narratives that felt real and relatable. One day, she finally decided to enter a writing competition, something she'd always been hesitant to do. She poured her heart into her piece, and guess what? She won. Sarah's victory wasn't just about the recognition, it was about recognizing her own power and embracing her unique strengths. It was a beautiful reminder that sometimes all we need is a little push to step outside our comfort zones and shine bright. So take this as your cue to unleash your inner powerhouse. Here's what I want you to remember. Identify those strengths, embrace your uniqueness, practice vulnerability, cultivate a growth mindset, and surround yourself with supportive people. And hey, let me know how it goes. Share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, or simply tell someone you know who needs a little reminder of their own power. Together, we can build a world where women feel empowered to embrace their strengths and shine bright. See you in the next episode. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.